Hi, I'm Max. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I've been coming around here now for, well, April, I think, will be 6 years for me. And when I came in, I was, I think, either 70 or 80 pounds heavier than I am right now. And I think I was born fat. I remember that being a big thing at my house. Like, my parents immigrated here when I was like a little kid, and the big story was that, or at least I thought it was a big story, that I was like over 11 pounds when I was born, and that stuck with me. That like affected me. You know, I thought that because I was born fat, that maybe I should, you know, remain fat. I don't know. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that really stuck with me. And, you know, when I look back at some of my, you know, pictures when I was a little kid, I really wasn't overweight, you know. And I wasn't that overweight. You know, there were, like, times where I was a little chubby, but nothing, like, really bad. But that's not how I felt on the inside, you know. I always felt fat. And, I think I was about maybe like 14 or 15 years old. I met this girl who was older than me, and she introduced me to like these drugs. I forget what they were called, but they were prescription drugs that helped her maintain her weight. And you know, she used to share those with me, and they used to like make me speed, you know. And I remember I could go like days without eating, you know. I thought that was the greatest thing, you know. And I maintained my weight, you know, with that, and, you know, like excessive exercising. I remember there were these like insane exercise things that I used to do. And what I would do is I would always raise the bar with my goals of my training, you know, to the point where I couldn't meet my goals anymore. I remember there were times where I was trying to run like 12 miles a day, and if I missed a day, I'd try to make it up the next day. It was insanity, you know. So I did that for a while, and yo-yoed some more, you know. And then, let's see what happened. I think I met my wife, my future wife. I think I was like 16 when I met her. And everything was good. I was exercising regularly, and you know, I was doing some of those drugs, and as we got a little older, I think it was like 18 years old. I think I was like 18. We broke up for a little while, and like I started like really drinking and eating out of control. I remember that was probably when I packed it on. Started packing it on when we broke up. I didn't know why, but I was eating because like emotionally inside. I was a mess. That was the first taste of like emotional eating for me when I broke up with my wife now, but she was my girlfriend then. Then a couple of years went by. We got back together, and got married. Got married and bought a house, and I was so scared, you know, and just like, I don't know why I had so much fear in me, but I was just scared, you know. 23 years old, just got married, I was a little kid, and I got like all this stuff, what I thought was all this stuff, you know, like married, you know. A house, and I started eating, right? And I was putting on like 10 pounds a year, right? And all of a sudden, like, my wife says to me, I think it's time to have kids. And I thought, geez, it's really not that time, is it? You know, I really wasn't ready. And she thought it was. And so, you know, my wife got pregnant. And I started putting on more weight than she did. And at the same time, I was trying to start my business. I decided I was going to become self-employed. And I was so, like, I was so scared, right? Because my wife is pregnant. I'm going to quit my job. I started my business. I had such financial insecurity. And, you know, I look back now and I think, it's like, everything works out. You know, like, I've been self-employed now for almost 15 years. I have three kids. Been married for 17 years. And, unbelievable. You know, like, the things that go on in my mind has this way of making things so much worse than they are and so much better than they really are, you know? And, so I think, I don't know how it happened, but like, I really believe in God. I really do. I really do. And, remember, I was eating like during that time when my wife got pregnant and I was, trying to get started, I remember eating like so much and drinking so much that I would get in my bed and I would think that I was actually trying to kill myself. Like, I felt like I was doing that to myself with the food and the booze. And, you know, like, hiding food from my wife and thinking like she didn't know, you know. Like, coming home like an hour after I'm supposed to come home with pizza breath, and my wife not knowing. I mean, she knew, you know. She just didn't call me on it. You know, I don't know if I would have been as gentle. You know, and I remember coming home and like stopping at all these places, you know. And my wife had already cooked dinner, you know. You're going to eat, you know. And at first, I was so full I couldn't eat, you know. But then, you know, like once and then 10 times and then 30 times and 100 times, you know, then, you know, we started arguing. And now that wouldn't stop me from eating at these places, you know. But what would happen now is that I didn't want to argue with my wife, so I would eat at those places and then I'd go home and eat again, you know. And so I did that for a while too, you know. And then I tried all these diets too, all, you know, in that whole time, you know. Like I remember trying, like, well, years ago, even like before I met my wife, I remember trying like this grapefruit diet, and I did that for years, you know, on and off. I don't remember exactly how it worked, but you eat certain foods, and then at the end of each meal, you eat a grapefruit. I despise grapefruit to this day, you know. And then I did all kinds of other diets, you know, like I tried Weight Watchers, all the ones that are in all the magazines, I tried all those, you know, whatever was going on that week at the newsstand, you know, I tried that. Excessive dieting, tried that. Excessive exercise, I tried that. I remember Fen-Phen and Redux, tried those. Nutrisystem, tried that. And I remember with Nutrisystem that it was like, it was expensive to get started on that. You know, like, I remember going in and, you know, you paid like so much for every pound you wanted to lose at the beginning. And then every week you had to buy food. It was like this really whacked out food too, because it's like I remember like the hamburgers, right? They sat on the on the shelf, right, for like months. I think they fed it to astronauts. I think that's where it came up with this, like this whole thing started. They took it off the counter. You take it off the counter, you put hot water, and now you have this like hamburger, you know? And I'd come home with all these bags, and my wife would shake her head, like, oh my God, you spent all that money on this? Like, can't just eat like a regular hamburger or a regular pizza, you know, because that's what they serve anyway, right? And I was like, man, she doesn't support any of my diets, you know? She's the reason I'm fat, you know? She's the reason I'm fat. She never supports any of my diets, you know? And so we battled with that for a little while, you know, and I'd lost the weight when I was in Nutrisystem, but, you know, it's like what was going on in my head, that's why I would always gain the food, you know, gain the weight back. And then I remember joining Jenny Craig, tried that for a little while too, and I remember that they had like different programs to join Jenny Craig, and they had like this, like the elite gold membership. I don't know what it meant, but I signed up for that. Like if I'm in Fiji, and I want to go to Jenny Craig because of that, whatever pass it was, whatever thing I signed up for, I can go to Jenny Craig in Fiji, if that means anything. Mm-hmm. And again, I came home, and again, my wife did not support that either. You know, that was really expensive too. And she did not support it. Again, I thought, man, I can't believe she never supports any of my diets, you know. Well, then what happened was, I think I told you the part about that I gained more weight while my wife was pregnant every single time. I told you that. And then I remember I got pneumonia 1 year. I was in the hospital. Then a year later, after the pneumonia, I went back to the doctor for a checkup. And the doctor said to me, now, last year when you had pneumonia, we were doing these tests, and your liver wasn't working correctly. You had like these elevated things in your liver, enzymes or whatever they were. I said, but this year you don't have pneumonia, and they're actually higher than they were last year. So we got to get you checked out. I said, well, what do you think it is? I said, well, I don't know what it is, but you know, it could be bad. You know, you got to come in. We got to do some tests. And the way my mind works, you know, like I thought, like I had cirrhosis or something. I thought I was going to be a goner. You know, we had two kids at the time. My wife was pregnant. I was a mess inside, you know, and I was really eating a lot too. So I went for all these tests, and everything came back negative, you know. And so, like, the last thing the doctor said to me was, we have to do a biopsy of your liver. But before we do that, you know, he said, why don't you try to lose some weight? You know, maybe that'll help. You know, it can't hurt. You know, you are pretty heavy. So I said, all right, what do you think I should do? He said, well, go to like Weight Watchers, which I had already done. Go to Jenny Craig, which I did. Or you could go to Overeaters Anonymous, you know. And I said, I'd never tried Overeaters Anonymous, but I hated the name, you know. I thought, you know, I didn't know what to think, you know, but I didn't like the name. I didn't want to be an OA person, you know, Overeaters Anonymous. I just wanted to be an overeater. Actually, I thought I was an Overeaters Anonymous, but I think it has different meaning. Like, I was overeating, but I didn't want anybody to know that I was overeating. If that makes any sense, you know? And so I said, yeah, let me try that, you know, let me give that a shot. I'd never tried OA, and I was going to these meetings, and I didn't understand it at all, actually. I walked in, and there's this meeting, people are talking, and serenity prayer. I mean, everybody seemed like fairly nice, but I couldn't understand why they weren't talking about the diet, you know, like they were saying, like, the literature's at the table. But I, when I would go up there to try to find a diet, it wasn't up there. You know, I couldn't figure out why they were talking about all these things. For about 2 weeks, I was going to a meeting like almost every single day, sometimes twice. And during these meetings, during these times to the meeting, I was stopping at all these places and eating, you know, and going to the meeting, leave the meeting, then stop at all these other places, you know, to eat some more. I'd go home, and my wife would say, "How was the meeting? You know, what do you think about OA?" And I'm thinking, "Oh, there is absolutely no way those people are whacked," you know. And I was eating. I didn't know this at the time, but I was eating to calm myself down, you know. Did that for about 2 weeks. And finally, like I was at this Wednesday night meeting, you know, and, like they do every week, they would say, you know, newcomers, go to the back of the table, you know, maybe, you know, if you want to find a sponsor, you know. So I went to the back. But there was absolutely no way I was going to be able to ask somebody to be my sponsor, you know. I felt like it was like asking somebody to be my Valentine, you know. So, I walked up there and just like, I don't know what happened. I mean, it was definitely like divine intervention, you know. This guy came up, he said, "What's going on?" You know, I said, "Nothing." "I said, you trying to get started?" He said, "Yeah." "Do you need some help?" Said, "Yeah." He said, "Right here." Put down his phone number. He said, "Give me a call up. I'll get you started." And that was it. You know, I got started, went out, I bought all the food, and that was April, 6 years ago. This April was 6 years ago. And by September, I got down to my goal weight. And the first thing I did when I got down to my goal weight, I ate, because that was my pattern. You know, like, I would lose weight, get to my goal weight, think I was like a normal person, where I could reward myself after all that suffering, and start eating again, you know, or like eat like a normal person. And call my sponsor, and I talked to him about it, you know. Through the grace of God, I was able to just, you know, stay on track again, you know. The one thing that I forgot to tell you about is that I told you how my wife never supported any of my food programs, you know, except for one, the one that I brought home from my sponsor that said, like, you know, this, and this, you know. She looked at that, and she said, "Oh, this is so normal. This is like what normal people eat. We can do this. You can do this, you know. This is, like, no problem, you know." It's kind of hard to be, like, doing Nutrisystem food and going out with your family for dinner, you know. You can't do it, you know. But with OA, I mean, like, it's a portable program, and I've been all over the place, too. I've been to, like, Disney a couple of times with my kids, abstinent, Italy, Finland. I can't even think. I've been a whole bunch of places, abstinent, you know. It's a great deal, you know, and I get to come and meet great people. I've made some unbelievable relationships in this program. I've been able to maintain, like, a lot of weight off my body. I don't remember if it was exactly 70 or 80 pounds I lost, but it doesn't even matter, because, like, the gift is, like, what's going on in my head now. Like, I have such serenity now in my life. And that's something I thought, too, that when I first came, I thought, geez, like, as soon as I lose the weight, I'm out of here, you know, because I didn't really want to hang around. And so I'm grateful for that, too. And I think that's it. That's it. Thanks for asking me to share. Okay. Thanks.